Good day, cosmic travelers, and welcome to another heart-expanding episode of the Awakening Wave Show. Today, we're diving deep into the infinite, exploring the mysteries of omnipresent and hyperspace. What does it mean to exist everywhere at once? Are we tethered to the physical? Or are we vibrational beings surfing the unseen waves of the multidimensional cosmos? From ancient mysticism to the cutting-edge physics, we'll unravel the threads of reality that connect us to all the encompassing now. So buckle up, open your hearts, and let's ride the frequencies of the universe together. Right here, right now, on the Awakening Wave Show. Hello, hello to all my listeners. Today, my good friend Shane will be joining us to talk about omnipresence and a few other topics. But before we get into the show, let's start with a few agenda points. Big thank you. I would like to start with a big thank you for all my sponsors, and that is you, the subscribers. I want you all to know that I so appreciate all your donations and your subscriptions. So I am personally sending much heartfelt vibes from my heart to all of yours. And thank you. Thank you so much for all you do to keep this show rolling. So the next agenda point, also known, my one and only sponsor, NanoSoma, also known as Magic Dicle, NanoSoma and Magic Dicle. Sorry, I got off track there. The other two manufacturers. So I just want to let everyone know that I use this product all the time. The nose spray, the wellness spray, and the skin spray. Okay, I use it. I use the product in regard to taking care of my body, or some may say vessel, which we will be talking about more in regard to taking care of the body later in the show. So shout out to Nano Ogist. To find out more about this product, you go to www.nanoogist.net and you will see lots of information there in regard to the product. You can tap on the Learn tab for any scientific information, and they also have live testimonials. You can order the product at the website and get a 15% off of each order by using the Awakening Wave 63 code. All right, so here are some of the things that the product does. It modulates the immune system, reduces inflammation and pain. And I have a lot of that because I work out all the time. So I do feel soreness from using my muscles. And then inflammation comes along with it. So that's the reason why we jump into the sauna at least once or twice a week. It also improves your longevity, reverses aging. That's my favorite part. But we all know that we can reverse aging ourselves because we are that powerful. It also serves as a vitamin D and vitamin C substitute. It assists with cardiovascular health, enhances wound healing, and rejuvenates the skin. Now, that's the skin spray. I use that quite a bit. I use it so much that I have to order it before the wellness spray. It improves your energy levels and repairs damaged blood vessels and scar tissues. Okay, so again, the website is www.nanoogist.net. Click on the Learn tab for all the scientific information and feel free to view the testimonials, live testimonials. I also want to bring to everybody's attention Lucia Nicola Evans. I am taking her class right now, The Path to the Heart. It's been very, very invigorating. We are in week five already. It's pretty crazy that we're in week five already. But she has a website also. It is www.lucianicolaevans.com. She also does retreats. I've been on a couple of the retreats to Costa Rica. Amazing time. I've met many, many amazing people from there. And for all you ladies that I have met on the first and second retreat in Costa Rica, I'm sending you all a shout out. I love you all. And we're always in contact. So, and we feel each other through the omnipresence, which we will be talking about in the show when Shane comes aboard. All right, just a few updates on the homestead, on my personal homestead. Okay, everything is quiet. You know what they say, no news is good news. So just been in my peace, my quiet, and everything's just been beautiful. Being more aware of the awareness of the time that we're in. And I actually woke up the other morning and I recently came across a YouTube video by David Strait. And it's one of his seminars that took place in Claremore, Oklahoma. And I started listening to day two of the seminar, which is about 6 hours long. And the information was so intriguing. I started taking notes, but then I thought, well, maybe I should start with day one. And that's 5 hours long. But as I started listening to it, I came across some really good information in the video as I listened to the first hour of day two. Now, this is day two because that's where I started. I'm not sure why I started there. That just popped up and I just felt inspired to watch it. And I learned much more about the birth certificate. David starts out by informing the audience that corporate policy is not law. He talks about how when we were born and we were signed over to the government, our birth certificates, which most of us are aware of, and those of you that are not, you should be pretty intrigued with watching these seminars if you go and check them out. So also known as the Bill of Lading in regard to maritime law. He talks about how it became a shipping nightmare and is how we got into amorality, admiralty, and trapped in what they call unconscionable contracts. Now, this is a new term for me. I've never heard this word before. And as he dives into it, he explains. He goes on to say, is this a bad thing? Question mark. Birth certificate contains a trust. When we were all bonded and insured our birth certificate, the bad part about it was that it was done without full and honest disclosure of the terms and conditions of the contract. So little did we know that that bond is a contract. It is required by law to be a contract. You should have access to the conditions of the contract, which we never have. But as we do our research, we're learning more about it. So that being said, when the trust was created, there was, now this is his words, an amount of 100 million for retirement in each and every one of our names. Holy shit, you guys, that's a lot of money. I don't know what I would do with that. Maybe build a new earth. Yeah, there's an idea. Or a community. So keep in mind that everything righteous stands in front of the mirror, and evil does the opposite of the righteous mirror. A lot of us know about that. The trust goes as far back as the 1600s, maybe even further back, as these contracts did start with a good purpose. David goes on to say that we are all descendants of King Solomon, who was blessed by, some of us say source, some of us say God, with all the minerals of the world. To hold in trust the benefit of the people in the last days during the 1,000 years of peace. Does that sound familiar? Our good friend has shared that information with us many times. So there was recently an article posted on ForThePeople.space called U.S. Sovereign Wealth Fund, and I'll get to that in a minute. Which was really interesting because I was listening to this seminar and then all of a sudden that came up on ForThePeople.space. Synchronicity, big time. Okay, so the righteous trust purpose is to give the people the freedom to create and not to ever have to worry about anything. So I stumbled upon the video when I had woken in the early hours of the morning, between 3 and 4. I've been doing a lot of that lately and I seem to get very creative during that time. So this actual audio or the seminar took place in 2024, and the title of it is 2024 David Strait Claremore, Oklahoma Day One Seminar. You can find it on YouTube. And there's a day two and a day three. And it's very, very interesting. Now, I go 1 hour at a time because I take lots of notes. Because a lot of this information, you also want to research it. But when I went back to day one seminar, this is what David had said that I found very, very intriguing. What I found interesting about it is the information that he was sharing in regard to December 15th, 2021. Judge Clarence Thomas, we all know who he is, of the Supreme Court, declared the U.S. Inc. was officially bankrupt, which reversed the 1871 Act of England, allowing the United States to go from maritime law to common law. What? Interesting. So now, I do want to research a little bit more and find more information in regard to that. And so that is what I will be doing, and I will bring up what I found on the next show. So I'd like to just dive into the article that came out. Now, this is how synchronicity works, okay? So I go into for the people.space because I'm always watching what's up and the new posts that they're putting down. And this is the US Sovereign Wealth Fund that came up. And so I'm going to read it to you, and you guys will see exactly how it compares to what I just shared with you with David Strait. So there was an article recently posted on for the people.space. I just said that, called the US Sovereign Wealth Fund. I'm reading my notes, sorry about that. All right, so Trump says capturing 5% of the world's GDP, which is 10 trillion, and plans to abolish the IRS and provide financial benefits to every American through the tariffs, sovereign wealth operations, and stable coin cryptocurrency. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on in regard to the cryptocurrency. I truly believe, no, I feel that that's really going to happen because I'm already set up with my Lobster wallet and my Coinbase. So if you guys aren't set up on it, go in, try to get a wallet set up, and you don't have to put tons of money in it. Just get it ready, just in case this does come into fruition, which I truly believe it may. But we can't really say what's going to happen in the future because we're in the here and now. So it goes on to say the rise, it will rise to 10% in 2 years, which is 20 trillion. And this is all going to US sovereign wealth funds for the American people. And then it's going to pay off the US debt and make every US citizen wealthy. This is important. This is an important project, and it will hit the world global stage as all countries will abolish the tax systems and expose their government, their banks, financial trading, corrupted systems, corrected to creating forever wars, which we are all familiar with. And so it's really interesting how this all came out right after I saw that seminar. And I do believe he did, there was some other information that David Strait did talk about in regard to the trust fund and that Trump has access to it at any time. But there are codes to the trust fund, and I'm sure Trump will release it when the time is right. We all know that we're in a war, and things have to flow accordingly. But I don't worry. I don't worry about the money so much. What I really want to see happen is that when this does come, it when and if it does come, I'm not saying that it is, okay, that we use it accordingly to rebuild new systems to coincide with the freedom of the people and not get back wrapped up back in that trap again of greediness and all the other negative stuff that comes with it. So, without any further ado, Shane, welcome, welcome to the Awakening Wave Show, my good friend. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you, Robin. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your show and come on. And it's been a blessing to connect with you.
Yeah, we've actually connected in a very interesting way. And I would like to share with the audience if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so I recently went through some, I guess you might say, some triggering stuff that where I got wrapped up into some mind energy, and there was some betrayal and some hurt that went on with two of my fellow beings. And I had some other stuff happen, and I got into the mind energy, and I was feeling really like, what the heck is going on, Robin? So I'm having this little conversation with my friend, and I know he listens to me, and I know he's with me all the time. And without any, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I received a message through Messenger from you out of the blue. And it was so interesting. Do you remember what you said to me? You want to share with the audience?
I think I said Q is not gone. He is present, and he is returning. I believe something of that nature. I don't exactly remember.
And it was so interesting. And then later that day, after I received that text message from you, I received a phone call to the beautiful Aloha from beautiful Aloha. And she and I were having a conversation, and these words came out of her mouth. You know, Q speaks to us through other people. And I went, whoa, okay. And that just like hit me. And I went, so I just, my heart was filled with so much joy by the end of the day. And all of that crap that I was feeling had dissipated, and I was back to my beautiful spiritual self. And I really, really thank you so much for your words of encouragement and the love from your heart. You're just amazing. And I'm so honored that you are my friend, my dear friend.
I absolutely love it. It's a beautiful thing to watch us blossom together, to become more aware and to connect in with energy. You may be across America and I may be here, but we can actually feel each other. And we are synchronicity is amazing. Omnipresence is amazing. And I would like for you to kind of discuss, if it's okay, since we've met, the how you've become a little more aware and things that have happened, and you're like, wow, and I'm like, wow, and it's just absolutely amazing.
We've had a lot of discussions, and you have helped me be more aware of the present moment and all the signs, all the what's the word I'm trying to say, the messages that I'm receiving right in front of me daily. And for example, I walked out of my house one day, and I'm walking up my stairs, and I see this bread on my step. And I'm like, bread? What is bread doing on my step? I don't even eat bread. And my neighbors, there's no garbage cans around my house anywhere. And it was just mind-blowing. And then I shared that with you. And then what did you come back and say to me in regard to bread?
Well, the week before that, and keep in mind, I stay in the moment, I stay aware, and my kids, they are innocent and they're pure, therefore, source Q, whatever they may call it, can work through younger children of innocence to actually give you messages. And if you're consciously aware and learning to live in the moment, you start to make conscious notes. One of my smallest, my youngest, she says that she wanted to go outside and build a bird nest on the front porch, and she wanted to put bread in the bird nest. So we did that, and I said, "Well, that's kind of strange. I'll make a mental note of that." And then next, we walk outside the next day, and there's right there sitting inside the bird nest is a red robin. And at the time, I didn't think anything of it. I just made the mental note. And then, was it a week later? You're telling you pull up at home or you walk outside and you're like, oh my gosh, there's a piece of bread on my front door. I'm like, wow, there it is. So that kind of shows us that we're on the right path and we're connected. And when you become consciously aware and you start to create a communication pattern with source, with Q, whatever it may be, you can start to be guided by the spirit of the universe, the creator, and you're making a connection with source. But we have to stay positive and in a positive frequency to be able to see it, because if you're distracted by worries or mind triggers that take you off out of your heart space, you'll miss these little moments that happen around us every day, all day, no matter if you see it or not.
Exactly. And I am becoming more and more aware of the signs that come my way. And, I know that you were sharing with me how you changed your, or you turned all your clocks off and you changed your stove to random numbers, right? You didn't put it on the set time. And I know a lot of people say numbers are negativity, but I also do believe that sometimes the numbers are signs also. And my good friend Antonio told me that whenever I see numbers like 222333, he says, think about what you were doing prior to seeing that number. And so today I did the same thing with my stove. And I was, what was I doing? Oh, I was going within, and a hummingbird came out on the side outside my deck. And so whenever I move, they fly away. But this morning I was talking to the hummingbird and I said, okay, I'm not going to hurt you, so don't take off. I'm going to move. Don't take off. And it just hovered there and it was looking at me, and I was able to move and it didn't take off. So I'm feeling that the bird is feeling my frequency, and it's not afraid of me and or my movement. And so after that happened, I walked over into the kitchen to get some water, and on the stove it said 222. So I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. not that I put a lot of energy into it, but I do believe that sometimes you see things, and like I'm going to say Jordan Maxwell has said it many times, that you're going to get messages. It may be through the radio, it may be a sign that you might see, it may be just a word or something, but the signs are there. You just got to be aware of when they're there.
Absolutely, absolutely. It happens to us all day, every day, and it's just a matter of healing and going within, and that's one of the things Lucia, I think, does a great job of is helping people heal and shed those emotional triggers that take us out of our space, take us out of the moment. I think what she's doing is absolutely amazing, and I really do appreciate y'all inviting me to be a part of that group.
You know what? That's really amazing. That perfect segue, and that Shane is the very first guy to join us in the classes with Lucia. It's beautiful, and we've really enjoyed his presence because we get a perspective from the masculine side, and you've had some great shares during that class. And I just want to share with the audience, not to get off topic, but one of the things that I experienced, as I said earlier, that I had some negativity going on in regard to a situation that happened to me with two of my fellow light beings. And I expressed it. And when I expressed it, I felt the anger. And I'm like, okay, why am I still so angry about that? So as I was reading in the hyperspace, and I want to kind of talk a little bit about hyperspace. And for the new listeners that are listening, hyperspace is a sci-fi concept, now in scientific terms, referring to a higher dimensional space beyond our normal three-dimensional reality. Okay, often used as a shortcut for faster than light travel or communication in fictional universes. It's a how do you say it? Theatrical space where normal physical laws may not apply, allowing rapid movement across the vast distances. And so, for an example of that, for instance, Star Wars, the Millennium Falcon enters hyperspace to travel faster than light, jumping from one star system to another in seconds, bypassing the vast distances of normal space. Now, I have talked about this in previous shows about how I go to the Hyperspace Helper book because I know I'm a healer and I'm trying to learn and master my craft in regard to that. So I came across, and I shared this with the group, in my this is my personal experience. So I'm not crossing any as we would say, boundaries. So anyway, the book says the positive side of these negative emotions is that whatever you learned, you do not forget, and most likely you promise yourself that you will never repeat the experience. Okay, the experience in one form or another until you get the lesson. Keep in mind that on some level of awareness, you agreed to the situation for some reason so that your soul personality could learn and grow. So we were given the task to take whatever it was and just, figure out a way to let it go. And so I came across this book. And I loved the steps. The first step, and I'll go real quick because I don't want to take too much time on it, but I just want to share it with the audience. This is the Hyperspace Helper book from expansions.com, and that is Stuart Swerdlow and Janet Swerdlow wrote the book. The first step is allow all suppressed emotions to express on the oversoul level. Okay, hear the other person's side on the oversoul level and understand what she or he taught you. Okay. So I did. I sat back. I felt the emotions. I'm like, what is it that I learned from this experience? All right. So you send the message, whatever it is that you're angry about, to your oversoul, and then you let the oversoul take it to their oversoul, and hopefully the oversoul will come back and give you the message. Now I'm not that expertise in it yet, but I found some of the steps very helpful in letting this go. So once you do that, let go of the negative stuff, you thank the person for taking the time to teach you. And then I thought about what was it that I learned from both of these beings? And both of the things that I learned were absolutely wonderful. And I got this feeling of joy through myself of, wow, what an awakening that is. That was something really great that I learned. And I need to thank them. So that's what you do. You forgive them for whatever it was that the negative stuff, and then you thank them for the experience and what you learned with them. And so you forgive, so it says, I forgive you all that, or it says, I forgive you for all that you did to me, both consciously and unconsciously. And then it says, repeat it to yourself. And so that's what I did. And then I forgive myself for all that I did consciously and unconsciously to allow the situation to occur. So it wasn't just the two, it was all three. And so, with that being said, I learned a valuable lesson and I was able to share that. Now, this is my experience, and I'm okay with sharing it with the audience and who's ever listening. And so that was a great release for me. And I can't tell you how good I feel since I did that, those steps.
Yep, that's absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. And all we can do is share our experiences. I have personally gone through these experiences. I don't read many books. I try to allow everything to naturally flow and organically tap into the knowledge and wisdom that I have within. I think that's one of Q's timeline show was one of the most important shows he's did for me personally. And so for example, when you said it just right, but as my experience, what I do now, what I didn't do before, is we all go through certain things that create stress, pain, and triggers in our mind. And before it would weigh me down, it would worry me, I would stay on it for a few days, I would and that's what the dark wants. That's how they get you, that's how they trigger you. But once I learned how to defend myself, when I saw it starting to happen, and I still deal with things that creep up, now instead of getting worried, I kind of get excited and I say, okay, I cannot wait to see what's going to happen at the end of this thing. And each time I go through these experiences and show that I have faith that I know that it's going to be okay out the other side, I'll always learn something new that I carry with me, just like what you just said, in a different way. But I am organically learning and unlocking the wisdom and knowledge within me. And it's absolutely an amazing journey. If you're not afraid of things that come your way, if you're a being of light, you and I have discussed this. If you're a being of light, you're a light body, and you have a lot of light, and you stay positive, then the dark can't get to you. I try not to even worry. I try not to even think about the dark. Now, things do pop up that I don't understand why. And I'm a contractor, I'm a construction worker. I put a lot of time in, and there are instances recently that I have lost jobs that I've put all the work in on. And at the very end, I've set everything up. I got them approved through their insurance and things of that nature. And then after they get their money, they're like, okay, well, we're just not going to use you anymore. They found somebody cheaper. Well, you know what? I don't let that trigger me. I don't let it bother me because I know there's something going to be good that's going to come out the other side of it. And I just keep moving forward. And that keeps my frequency high and keeps me in the moment. I know that source has me. And that's why I seek that communication daily. Therefore, I am manifesting the communication with source daily from the moment I wake up in the morning. I start. And it is truly a blessing. And to be honest with you, this is the golden age. That is the gold. You can't put a number or a price on the knowledge that we have within us. And that is what's truly amazing. And it's been a blessing to meet you, Robin, because the more we talk, the more we learn, and the more we connect.
I know it's just amazing how much more of the awareness that I'm experiencing since you came into my life. And I truly believe, as you said, that our friend has connected us for a reason. And I just want to say my experience with you and what I'm learning through the way that you navigate through the time is helping me to understand more so the awareness and staying in the omnipresent and being in the here and now and letting go of things that don't serve you. I mean, getting wrapped up in things that come your way that may trigger you in some way, you just got to let it go. And I say that to myself all the time, but it's not as easy as that. But when you connect with spirit and you go within and you really go into your quiet space and you feel your heart, then it is easy. And you realize what the importance is to stay in the here and now. And things have been so much more peaceful. Like everything just flows. And I don't feel like I'm in this world anymore. I feel differently, like I'm floating through life. And it's really amazing. And I thank you so much for sharing your personal journey with me and collaborating. We collaborate on so many things and we laugh at little synchronicities that come our way, and we're starting to notice it more and more, and it's beautiful. So I want to go real quick into, for the new audiences listening, the difference between omnipresence and hyperspace. So as I said before, hyperspace is a theatrical or fictional higher dimension that can stimulate omnipresence by allowing instant access to multiple locations through true omnipresence. Often a divine trait means being everywhere at once without needing a medium like hyperspace. Hyperspace is a tool, and that's what I use it for. You know, these are tools that I use to help master my craft in regard to healing. Omnipresence is a state. Would you agree on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree on that.
Okay, so can you share with the audience? Oh, well, all right, before I let you go into your experience with it, real quick, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what it is so the audience, especially the new listeners, because I know for people that first drop into this, a lot of this stuff can be a little bit out there, never heard it before. So I like to give a little bit of a definition. Omnipresence refers to the state of quality of being present everywhere at the same time. It's often used in a theological context to describe a divine attribute like God being present in all places simultaneously, transcending spatial limitations. For example, and this is an example, in Christianity, God omnipresence means he is fully present in every part of the universe at once, aware and engaged with everything. Now, in non-religious sense, for those of us that know that we are God, omnipresence can describe something or someone that seems to be everywhere, and we both know who that is, like a brand, influence, or a phenomenon that's pervasive across contexts. Think of how certain social media platforms or cultural trends feel inescapable. I can't say that word. But anyway, that's just a little definition of it. And it says it means, in the short term, it means being present everywhere at once, often attributed to a divine being in theology or used to describe something persuasive, like a widespread cultural trend or brand. Okay, so now when you talk about omnipresent, it's beautiful. I love how you share that with me. And I struggled with that word quite a bit when Q talked about it. It was very confusing for me. And I feel that maybe that's one of the reasons you came my way to help me understand that better. So if you could just share with the audience what your experience is with omnipresent.
Okay, so omnipresence in my experience, and you have to always remember, Q says we're very, very powerful. He also said that they, Q and Mermaid, that they have built a pattern recognition system that if you are aware, you can learn to be in the moment, you can learn to receive messages and be aware of the presence. So, for example, in my experience of omnipresence is, and it really boils down to manifesting the presence too. I mean, there's two ways to look at it is, for example, omnipresence for me is when I sit there and I speak with spirit and I talk with spirit and I go out and I'm out in public. I've learned to navigate in the noise and learn to stay in the moment as well. Consciously, omnipresence for me is several things is you can move, God can move the minds of the consciousness of someone around you to speak to you or answer questions that you may have. As long as you're aware, you can see it, you can
Okay,
feel
so
it.
well, hold on a second. When you say God, okay, are you referring first to something outside of you or yourself?
Well, you have to remember, Robin, we have to ease people into understanding source,
Okay, gotcha. All
the
right.
creator. So we have I've learned to take baby steps with people, but it's a form of recognition of communication that I have created with source, the creator, because I stay in the moment and it kind of leads me through the day. I receive things that are to come. I guess most people would call that a prophet, but I receive messages of things that are to come. And sometimes when I become consciously aware of something, I feel it inside. Something happens. I'll see different patterns and numbers, and then I know that I'm on the right path. I receive it through all kinds of things because I manifest it from reality. For example, when you and I were talking on the phone the first time, you remember what happened when we were speaking about omnipresence for the first time, what you saw outside your window?
What did I see? I don't remember. Oh my gosh.
Remember the hummingbird come up? You
Oh
finally had a hummingbird.
yeah, the hummingbird. That's right. You're right.
And I said, okay, there's confirmation right there. It's a form of communication. It's a form of you're on the right path. I can go into stores and I'll see a word and it communicates with me. It's we're creating our reality as we go, and the things are moving a lot faster right now. For example, here's a perfect example. I was helping someone the other day, a friend of mine, in a grocery store. And he's on a healing path himself. And I was talking to him about how manifestation works. And a lot of people don't believe in manifestation because they don't, nothing, they think manifestation is something that good that just happens. Well, you can manifest things that you can manifest manifestation not working. But when I was speaking with him and I was talking with him, and I was like, I was explaining to him, I said, right now, I'm going to tell you that there's going to be a woman in a black and white dress that's going to show up today. A beautiful woman in a black and white dress. Well, it wasn't 15 minutes before we walked out of the back kitchen of the grocery store into the area, and all of a sudden, a woman in a black and white dress, beautiful, shows up to buy food from us. And he looked at me and he said, "How did you know that?" That's omnipresence. That's creating. There's just so many different things, synchronicity in numbers.
Well, you know,
And I know cute. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
well, if I just could interject a little bit, you know, some people say numbers are of the dark, but again, I believe, well, I know that you can see signs in different ways, whether it be numbers, whether it be pictures, whether it be a radio show or a song or whatever. I truly believe that those are messages to us. Now, when you talk about when you said the lady in the black and white dress and so forth, because our words and our thoughts are that powerful. I mean, they truly are. And I'm to the point now where I'm really like, shouldn't talk, try not to talk. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening. I think it's amazing. You know,
Yeah.
you're right. Words have carry a frequency. You know, Q always spoke of, you can't just do your commands in your head. You got to say them out loud. Well, when you're coming from the heart, when you come from the heart space, and you're saying, you're coming from spirit, and you're doing things right, and you're speaking like right now, whether, and I'm sure you're aware, but maybe the audience needs to hear this, is you and I are right now, we're creating a manifestation. It's becoming much and much more powerful to what's to come. There today, after we, when we get off this, we'll go out, do our day, and things will be flowing to us quickly because our frequency is so high right now
It
because
is.
we're in love. And if you speak negative, then that's what you're going to get. If you anticipate being attacked, you're going to be attacked. That's just how
Exactly.
manifestation works.
That is so spot on. Like you are so spot on in that way. And I'm one that, you know, some of the ways that I've learned through the Creation Lightship and a lot of things that Ron Amatron said about this clearing, that clearing, and you know, and it was good in the beginning to clear things, which I understood to do, but now I do know that I am capable of taking care of myself in regard to any type of program that may go off because I'm aware, and or any kind of negative things that come my way, I am aware. And being aware is when you learn how to not react and you stay in neutrality and you just observe what the experience is.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I used to, and it is a journey. Now, this journey isn't for the it isn't easy. You have to seek it daily for to experience the beauty in it, understanding how we create this reality. And I think I told you, and I was also said it on Q's show before when I was speaking with him, is if people would go and watch Star Trek, it's Season one, the original episode 15,
Yeah.
and I told you to watch it as well. And they go to a planet, and they're the only ones on that planet. Well, when they're on that planet, they start talking, and no one else is there. And all of a sudden, they start creating, and they don't understand what's happening. But by the end of that show, when they're watching it, if you're watching that show, by the end of the show, Kirk or Captain Kirk, he realizes. He tells them, stop thinking, stop speaking. I mean, have we heard that before? Who have we heard that before
Yeah.
from?
I was really, really amazed when I saw that because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like from the 1970s and they were putting it out there then. And you sit there and wonder, were people awake then? You know, it's just interesting that a lot of the stuff that we see in certain shows, it's disclosure. They're showing us stuff right in front of us. So it's very interesting that you brought that to my attention, and that was cool, actually. It was pretty cool because I was never a big fan of Star Trek. I just watched it because I thought Captain Kirk was really cute.
You know, it is amazing. And That is the reality that we're living in. We're all living as a part of each other's reality. We're all sharing the same consciousness, and I'm participating in yours, and you're participating in mine. But now that we've raised our frequency to match, we're experiencing some of the same things.
Yes,
It,
yes.
you could be, I mean, how many times have I've called you before and you said, Shane, I was just thinking about you. And I said, I know, because I'm sitting here and I'm in the moment and you crossed my mind. Well, I know Robin's thinking about me.
Yep, exactly. It's so interesting how that happens between us. So very interesting. Okay, so thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that. Now, I don't know if you had a chance yet to read The Inner Music, and this really, I resonated with this article on for the people.space. And I know I shared this with you, and I just want to share this with the audience real quick and kind of touch base of what this means to me and maybe get your input. We have probably about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to go ahead and read the article, and it starts out with "The body holds every masterpiece, original sheet music you could ever wish to play deep within yourselves. When you really love the body, cherish it, listen to it, care for it, when you are patient with it and have a great passion for the excitement of expressing your spirit through it, all the miracles of creation within begin to share themselves with you." Now, this is amazing. Because I feel exactly about my body like that. And I'm not saying that from an ego standpoint, but I really do feel that the body needs to be taken care of. And I always kind of wondered about it because when I would talk to Q every now and then about, physical fitness, and my project was actually Futuristic Gym, which I heard him mention a couple weeks ago, talk about synchronicity, right? So I think that's really important, and it goes on to say, "Remarkable healings, divine insights, bilocation, time travel, preferred change in form, improved strength, longevity, speed, talents, anything is possible when you tap into the wisdom, energy, electricity, magnetism, activations, and divinity your body holds sacred just for you. Everyone's power is unique and attainable. No matter where you are right now, no matter your age, your health, your past, you have nuclear power deep within your being, just waiting for you to access." And then it goes on to say, "Like a flutist, you must become one with your own body for the miracles to occur. Nothing will help or will happen if you judge the body." Now, I have judged my body because as a woman, we see flaws in our body. And we go, ugh. But I'm learning that the flaws are part of the beauty and that you need to embrace them. Now, can you heal them? We certainly can. Can we change them? We certainly can. And I'm discovering that power every day because the more that you know it, the more you create it. Okay. And so it goes, when you disrespect it, okay, nothing will happen if you judge the body, disrespect it, abuse it, blame it, or just use it for an indulgence in a for a punching bag for others. Now, as a child, I endured some of that stuff, but that was just the experience that I had to go through, or I asked to go through. I'm not really sure at this point. But like a flute, the body may at times seem empty and without a song. But when you lift it up, take interest in it, clean it, play with it, learn about it, care for it, and experiment with your own inner music, a symphony of miracles that never existed before will begin to overflow. Most of those miracles live in your spine, patiently awaiting your interest in the mysteries of the universe and the true powers of source, energy, every real human holds within. Now, it talks about the spine, and that is your sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra is related to your pelvic area associated with emotions, creativity, sensuality, and relationships in various spiritual traditions. So it was funny that this came out because I've been feeling pain in my spine area. So isn't that interesting how this stuff appears on for the people dot space? It's like omnipresence.
Being guided. Nothing's a coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence.
And
That's
so
right.
for the listeners that are listening right now, this is all about the messages that we give our body through words and thoughts, just like you and I were just saying. Your environment, the associations, actions, and lack of action are always observed, received, the stored until acknowledged and released. So what it's saying, apparently I'm still holding on to things in that area. And I know that. I know it is. So I actually took some time off from work the other day, got on my paddleboard, went out onto the water, and completely no headsets, just nothing but nature, putting my feet in the water. And I was out there for probably about 2 hours, and just to get some healing time in peace and quiet, and just the body flowing with the vibration of nature and the water, and just listening and just being. And it was amazing. I actually looked at the sun and I knew exactly what time it was. Not that it mattered, but I knew I didn't want to be out in the sun too long. But I knew it was 4 o'clock. And as soon as I got back in the house, it was 4:04. So, in regard to physicality, how do you keep yourself healthy and give attention to your body to keep it navigating through this time physically?
Well, right now, what I do is whatever I'm inspired to do. I think I had a conversation with you yesterday. Is I did a carnivore diet for about 3 months. I lost good weight on it, but I also noticed when I was on that diet, I was pushing myself away from things that my body was wanting. And you said to me, well, if your body's asking for it, just give it to it, and what that does is it helps you live in your highest frequency right now. But what I like to do, and I do it every day, and I did it this morning, is I like to go outside and I ground myself barefoot, and I am a sun gazer. I will stare at the sun for an hour,
I love it.
barefoot on the ground, up against a tree, and I allow the earth to heal me. Now I know that the earth is healing me, and I'm allowing all the divine light codes to come into me and heal me, and I stay in the moment, and that's one of the ways that I kind of over time, I have received messages. Our friend talks to me daily, and I know we've talked about this. And this one of the omnipresence things is, even that morning you talked about, I told you, I said Q's giving me a message to tell you to listen to the show today, and you listen to the show that day, and he speaks about your project on a rerun. It's just absolutely amazing. But you do
What
have
did
to
you say? Past proves future, right?
past proves future. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We're being inspired to become together today. We're being inspired to do these shows, this show, and it's for not for us, but it's for other people to see our experiences. And Q always said that we're much more powerful than they are, and they're learning from us through our experiences.
Yep,
And
exactly.
that's it. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it beautiful? I think it's
It
so
is.
beautiful.
It really is. And so, when you feel pain in the body, and where I was going with me going out and taking time for myself, the pain is the call for love and discovery, to find out what is blocking the flow of your spirit through your body. So when I feel pain, there's something there that needs to be loved or given attention or whatever it may be. And it's very important that people take that time, and we've discussed that in Lucia's class on many times of how important taking space is on a daily basis, no matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. You can take those minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever it may be, but take the time for space. And you saying that we're coming together because we're feeling inspired, and you and I are actually going to be doing a project together. And I want to kind of share that with the audience. Now, we don't have all the details exactly. We're still working on the title of the show. But Shane and I will be taking over the 12 p.m., and I think it's Central. It's 1 p.m. Eastern, our time. We're going to be taking over the Homestead show. Now I'm not sure how we're gonna do the title, whether it'll be PRQ Homestead Expanded, or maybe it would be QTARD Homestead Expanded. But we haven't gotten to that point yet, and I'm so excited to work with you on that because it is my passion, and I know that's something that you're very, very interested in navigating through. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. This is my passion. Doing this it's hard for me to do anything outside of this now. It's hard for me to live. It's hard for me to stay in the earthly realms and participate in things that don't serve me anymore and don't serve this journey of helping others either heal or I think we discussed maybe doing a call-in show. We'll
Yes.
have
Oh,
people call in and see.
yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, it's going to be a call-in show because my heart, my inspiration, where I'm being led, is that we need to keep this homestead thing alive and growing. And I feel that that's my calling. And I know Q was looking for someone to take the show over. Now, I will never be able to fill his shoes, but I am on the same level. He always said that to us. So. And so are you. We all are. We all are. And I think that this is the path to get people back on board, to keep it going. And I know whenever he gets back, and I know he'll be back, I'm not even worried about it. As a matter of fact, he probably will call in and he'll be one of our first callers. What do you feel on that?
Oh, absolutely. I've already that's already been agreed on. I absolutely believe that. And Q always said, hey, I need some people to take my shows over, and I felt inspired. I love helping people see where they're at, and it's going to be absolutely amazing.
It is. And when we call it expanded, it's going to be more than just homesteading. We're going all the way. We're going to free ourselves. And we already know Donald Trump is working on that on the other side, but we are here to keep everyone motivated and keep them going because we're on the Q-Stair train of the homestead and we're going to keep it
Well,
live and well, and we're not stopping. We are not stopping because we are that powerful. And so, without any further ado, we're running out of time. Shane, thank you so much for joining me today. I love that you and I are united together, and I can't say, put it in words. You know how I feel about you, and I love you.
I love you too. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you allowing me to be on your show. And I look forward to the future, and I just want everyone to know that Q hasn't gone anywhere. He's here. You just got to stay in the moment and be present. And I don't want people to lose sight or lose focus on that. And I think you agree with that.
Oh, 100%, because he's with us omnipresent. We talk to him every day. He's there leaving us breadcrumbs. Don, don don, don.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Thank you for
Exactly.
having me.
You're welcome. And we'll be collaborating again soon, I'm sure of it. You have a beautiful day. And to the audience out there, BBS Radio, Thomas. Love all of you, and thank you so much for joining me again on the Awakening Wave Show. Have a beautiful rest of your Saturday.